Have you heard the words inference any time before? Inference. Have you heard this word before? No, new word. So now, inference, let us take an example. All planets orbit around the sun. You understand the sentence? All planets, this is from astronomy. All planets orbit around the sun. This is the second letter of Leela. She first of all only gave the sentence, thinking is inference. In the afternoon she wrote a letter in which only one sentence was given. All planets orbit around the sun. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Is this correct statement? All planets orbit around the sun. You know the meaning of this orbiting? Tell me.
They go like spinning around.
Yes, spinning around. Good. So all planets spin around the sun. The next sentence is therefore, which is very important. Therefore, what is the next sentence now? Some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. You write down these two sentences and I'll see what is the main thing to be observed. All planets orbit around the sun, first sentence. Now you write down second sentence. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Whenever any sentence begins with therefore, then that sentence is called inference. Any sentence that begins with the word therefore is called an inference. You take any example. I saw that you were keeping silent. Therefore, it follows that you were not talking. Very simple inference. I saw that you were keeping silent. Therefore, it follows that you were not talking. I saw you near the house of Patricia. Therefore, you were not in your house. This is an inference. You can make out such sentences? No? Any sentence of this kind can you make? Yes?
I saw my dog run away.
Yes?
I thought he was not looking.
Good, excellent. Any other sentence like this? Yes?
I went to school, therefore I was learning.
Therefore?
I was learning.
I was learning. Good. Fine. So this is what is called a kind of inference. Third day she wrote another letter. It's a very famous inference. All men are mortal. Socrates is a man, and therefore Socrates is mortal. I'll write down this for you. All men are mortal. Socrates is a man. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. This is called an inference from two sentences. In the first one, you had an inference from one sentence. Now here it is much more complex. Two sentences and then you have a conclusion. An inference from two sentences. When you combine two sentences, you get a third sentence. Right? In the first one you had only one sentence and you got the second sentence. Now you have two sentences and out of that you get a third sentence. So inferences are of two kinds. So now this is the third letter from Leela. Inferences are of two kinds. Immediate inferences and mediate inferences. Two words. Immediate inferences and mediate inferences. Immediate and mediate. Immediate is an inference in which there is no gap between the first sentence and the second one. It's immediate. You go from one to the next without any passing through anything else.